Om Agyan Timirandasya. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya. Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmoy Sri Guru Venama. The great Vaishnava charges have given very great importance to the disappearance day of the previous acharyas, because it is a day when devotees can come together and deeply pray within their heart of hearts for the mercy of great souls such as His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is living forever in His teachings and in those who give their lives to following His teachings. Srila Prabhupada appeared in this world to establish the highest principles of pure unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came to give shelter in a world of pain, of birth and death. He came to give us the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the process by which we can always achieve that shelter, through humbly serving in the association of devotees and sincerely attentively chanting the holy names. Srila Prabhupada performed such sacrifice, such austerities, that this world has not seen, only to bring the opportunity to every living being to perfect his life by receiving the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And yet, although such a munificent, unique acharya, by his example, he taught us the perfect behavior and the perfect consciousness of a devotee, in that he gave all credit to his own spiritual master. One time in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada, how he developed Mayapur, how he developed all of his different projects in the world, is such a miraculous wonder. He went to the West in such a meager, humble way, established Krishna consciousness in so many of the major cities, but then he wanted to establish a city in the holiest of all places in which all the world could come and understand the supreme glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sridhar Mayapur. When he got that land, which was a simple paddy field, he had the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that millions and millions and millions of people would find the shelter of Lord Gaurasundar in that place. It began with a simple straw hut, and one of his disciples who was taking care of that hut wrote to him that during the monsoons the Ganges had flooded and it was covering all of the land. But he explained, because of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati road, somehow or other the flood was checked from destroying everything. And Srila Prabhupada explained that yes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always protecting us. He is our only shelter. The shelter of the disciplic succession of great acharyas is what Srila Prabhupada has given to the world. And as the most merciful and compassionate representative of that disciplic succession, he has given all of us his shelter, the shelter of Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada told us, do as I am doing. This is the way, the means by which we can repay him and show our gratitude to him. By assisting the preachers of this Krishna consciousness movement in delivering Srila Prabhupada's mercy to the conditioned souls, this is how we can show our love for Srila Prabhupada. On the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada explained that he was very old. He did not know how long he would live. And with tears in his eyes and his voice choked up, he begged all of us, please help me to push on this mission of my Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada, in his own last days, he expressed to all of his disciples and all generations of those who have received his causeless mercy, what was his desire? That we push on this Krishna consciousness movement. We continue to cooperate with one another to please him and to serve him. And we should know that if we simply please Srila Prabhupada by remaining strict in our sadhana, by remaining cooperative and humble in our association with one another, and by willing to take risks and accept austerities to bring his mercy to the world, then he will empower us. Through him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will empower us to do wonderful things, miraculous things. Srila Prabhupada, on this most auspicious day of his disappearance, is so mercifully revealing his association to everyone here. He is eternally present in the hearts of all those who aspire to be the servant of the servant of his servants. And we have experienced, we have witnessed how everyone can directly receive Srila Prabhupada's love and divine association through the simple process he has given us of remaining pure and true to his teachings. So I'd like to thank all of you on this most auspicious, most sacred of all days, for coming forward and offering your hearts, your prayers, and your willingness to serve Srila Prabhupada through his mission. And I pray on this day that Srila Prabhupada's most benevolent mercy be upon all of you, and that you receive that mercy by taking his instructions as your life and soul. Because through this process, in this very life, you will realize the beauty and the glory of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. At this time we will have Pushpanjali.
Days in Vrindavan, he invited his disciples to join him, and different disciples took turns serving him in different ways, singing soft kirtan and sometimes massaging him. Srila Prabhupada had previously given the example of the father who had several sons, and when the father was sick, the different sons came to massage his body, but they began to argue over which part of the body each one would massage. And one would say, "No, I will massage the right arm, you massage the left arm." And he'll say, "No, I will massage the right arm, you massage the left arm." And they began to fight amongst themselves, and the result was that the father died. But in Srila Prabhupada's presence, especially in his last days, all the devotees were so much filled with love for Srila Prabhupada that they set aside all differences and personal considerations for the sake of Srila Prabhupada. And the mood was experienced practically when the devotees were sitting on Srila Prabhupada's bed or on the floor near Srila Prabhupada's bed and massaging him. And I remember once His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami said to Srila Prabhupada that all the sons are cooperating for the sake of the father. The whole scene reminded me of Lord Chaitanya, how when he came to Vrindavan, all the animals melted in love, and animals that used to be inimical, that were naturally inimical to each other, they shed tears of ecstatic love and embraced each other and danced in ecstasy. So Srila Prabhupada's love had such power to bring out love from others and make them ready to give up everything, set aside everything, just for the sake of pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And the fact that Srila Prabhupada had so much love for all sorts of people is extraordinary. As one devotee said earlier, Srila Prabhupada was unique. No one could compare to him. And when we see the videos of Srila Prabhupada preaching in the West, and we actually see the type of people he was preaching to, it's amazing. No one could do it. Even though I come from the West, I would probably have a hard time mixing with the people who I was just like before I met Srila Prabhupada, but I would probably have difficulty preaching to them now. But Srila Prabhupada, coming from such a stately, aristocratic background in India, what to speak of coming from the spiritual world, but he mixed with the young people. And he had so much love for them that even though they didn't know maybe too much philosophy or the science of Krishna consciousness, but they responded to Srila Prabhupada's love, and they were prepared to go to any extent to serve him and please him. So sometimes when we are in the association of His Holiness Radhanath Swami and his devotees, we feel so much Srila Prabhupada's love flowing from Srila Prabhupada through Radhanath Swami in all the devotees, and it's very inspiring. I'll just conclude with one little incident. Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, and He took his morning walk, and I happened to be in Los Angeles at the time because I got sick in India, And Srila Prabhupada suggested I go to the West to recuperate. And it so happened that my former parents visited at the time. His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj was there, scientist, and all sorts of devotees were there. Some old, some young, some men, some women. And Srila Prabhupada was dealing so expertly with all of them that every single one of them felt completely charmed by Srila Prabhupada and completely satisfied. I remember my mother was probably in her mid-50s then, but still Srila Prabhupada, when he saw her, he looked at her and he smiled so broadly and graciously and said, "Oh, Mrs. Titan, you look so young." And she was charmed, and everyone was charmed. Then at the end of the walk, at the time, some of the disciples in Los Angeles had gotten a Rolls Royce for Srila Prabhupada. So at the end of the walk, we came to the parking area, and there was the Rolls Royce. So my father was looking at the Rolls Royce, and Srila Prabhupada said to him, very shyly, you know, and meekly, that my disciples have gotten this for me. And my father immediately replied, "Oh, no, 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 you deserve it, you deserve it." Then Srila Prabhupada said, "Now you come and ride with me." And I said, "No, no, no." But Srila Prabhupada dealt in such a way that any envy or any doubt was just removed in no time at all. So at the end of the walk, Srila Prabhupada's servant said to Srila Prabhupada that, "Srila Prabhupada, everyone loves you so much." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Yes, because I love everyone." Srila Prabhupada ki jai.